And then once we're born, we start to acquire perceptions very, very rapidly. And that is because the fetal brain, when it matures into the baby's brain after birth, is designed to respond to the environment in a different way than our brains do. When you look at an adult brain and you look at the electrical activity of the brain, which is a reflection of brain function, we call this electrical activity an electroencephalograph when we record it. We can put wires on your head and read your brain activity. And what's interesting, in adult, we have the complete range of activity. We have high levels of activity and low levels of activity and everything in between. However, when we look at a baby that's just born, we realize it's not capable of expressing the whole range of EEG activities. That a baby starts out for the first 2 years in the lowest level of activity called delta, which in an adult is usually associated with unconsciousness or sleeping. Yet the fetus is not unconscious or sleeping. The fetus is not fully developed its nervous system, so its muscle coordination, its output parts aren't really integrated. So the first couple of years of its life, it's easily taking information in, but not able to respond. And as a result, the child is more or less like behind a plate glass window, observing the world and not able to respond to it while it's in delta. When a child reaches two until about the age of 6 or 7, the child's brain is predominantly in the next higher level of activity called theta. Theta is a state of imagination, state of creation, in fact. Very interestingly, when adults are in that stage of theta, when their brain is in that level, it's usually referred to as twilight reverie. It is the activity of the brain just as we're beginning to wake up, coming out of sleep and before being fully awake, or the activity of the brain just as we're going asleep and we're not fully asleep. In these two states of twilight reverie, the individual can actually mix the real world with the dream world. So, for example, upon awakening, if you have a radio alarm clock and the radio turns on before you awake and you're in a dream, you can actually begin to mix the contents of the radio show with your dream and mix the real world with the imaginary dream world, and that's twilight reverie. Well, it's interesting because this is the predominant state of a child between 2 and 6 years of age. During this period of life, the child is mixing the real life world with the fantasy world. So when a child makes mud pies, it's not mud, it's actually a pie. When they're riding a broom and calling it a horse, to them, it actually is a horse. They're in that middle world of dream world and real world. And they live through that world through the first 6 years of life. By about 7, the child begins to ramp up and be in a more predominant state called alpha, which is a higher activity. Alpha is the EEG activity associated with calm consciousness. So that essentially consciousness becomes a character of the child's life after 6 years of age and onwards. And by 12, the child then ramps up to the even higher level of beta activity, which is focused schoolroom kind of consciousness. The relevance of all this is, for the first 6 years of a child's life, it is in predominantly delta and theta activity. These are very low levels of EEG activity. Interestingly, these are the activity levels associated with hypnosis. And it appears then that a child is in a hypnotic trance for the first 6 years of its life. And during that hypnotic trance, it doesn't have to be taught like schoolroom teaching. All the child has to do is observe and experience, and everything will be downloaded. The intelligence of the child is very, very active at this point. And in fact, a child, let's say at 3 years of age, can learn 3 languages simultaneously as discrete individual languages with their own vocabulary and grammar and syntax, etc. And yet when a child gets to be 8 or 9, it doesn't have that ability to do 3 languages at the same time. In fact, it's even hard to learn 1 new language at that point. What that really represents is that a child is in a state of superlearning for the first 6 years of its life, but it's not being conscious of it yet. It's just downloading what it observes, what it hears, what it sees, what it smells. Its perceptions of the world are downloaded. If it's a male child, it will focus on its father and observe how its father responds to the stimuli of the world and how the father's behavior is programmed. As a male, it would look at the mother and see how a woman would relate to this father. And in the program, this young male will actually gather an idea of the kind of woman that he will actually look for when he's older. In contrast, if the child is female, she will really focus on the mother and see how she responds to the stimuli, see how she responds to the father. The kids will see how parents talk to other kids and how they talk to adults. It's completely different. And that when an adult talks to a policeman, it's even different than when he talks to other adults. All of this occurring within the first 6 years, the child learns all the nuances of life. For me, it's always humorous when I reflect back on my own children when the first time they used a swear word, which apparently I've been using. For me, it was always funny for this reason. When they use a swear word, they didn't use it out of context. They used it in such perfect nuance that you knew exactly what they were talking about and what they exactly meant. So we learn more than just the word. We learn all about the word and even how to say words and how the nuances of words are very important. All of this before we're really even conscious. This is the programmable life of perceptions. This enables us to fit into society very, very quickly because we can download all the rules without even consciously thinking about them. We're just being hypnotized by the world that we live in. It's here where we acquire our perceptions of life. And it's here where we can also acquire our misperceptions of life. So, for example, if I'm in my backyard as an infant and I see my first snake, and I point to it, and my mother sees it, and she's with me, and she's deathly afraid of snakes. She sees the snake and yells, "Snake!" grabs me by the arm and yanks me out of the backyard to protect me. I've just acquired a perception, a download, a hypnosis. It says, this organism is called snake, and snake is dangerous. The significance of downloading this information is the next time I see a snake, I already have a subconscious program to deal with it. I see a snake, I yell snake and run like crazy to protect my life. Well, it's interesting because if I go back to that scenario and find that the snake slithered from my backyard into my neighbor's backyard, and in that backyard, there's another young person with their mother. But their mother happens to be a herpetologist, let's say. And as this garden snake slithers into view, the mother says, "Oh, look at this. This is a garden snake." And then holds the snake for the child and then hands the child the snake and describes how beautiful and wonderful the snake is. This child has a perception of snake, but it is totally different in regard to the perception of snake that I received just moments ago. So when this child sees a snake in the future, rather than getting excited and running, this child will say, "Wow, that's real interesting. Let me be curious of the snake." So interesting point is, two children, same stimulus, totally different perceptions, meaning that in our later lives, we will respond very different to what we just learned. So what we're beginning to recognize is this. We acquire our ability to respond to the world that we live in, not from our own personal experiences, but by downloading the experiences of others around us that we might refer to as our teachers, that we buy their experiences. And those are the experiences of how to deal with life that are downloaded into our subconscious. And these are the ones that will operate from the big processor, the subconscious mind.